Hi, I'm Jacob. Let's go down Gilead Lane.
Hey, what kind of game is this?
Oh, that's cricket.
What are you wearing there, son?
You look funny.
It's a cricket uniform.
What was Michael wearing?
This sweater's really itchy.
You know, a cricket uniform.
And these socks.
Right, sounds interesting.
So, are you going to talk about crickets?
And he never knew that she was there all the time. The end. Wow, Timmy, talk about a surprise ending. I was getting nervous.
Brooke, you've read that story to me 100 times.
I know, but I'm just never sure if the bird's gonna find his real mom.
Trust me, that story never changes.
So, do you want to read another book?
I don't know. Can't we do something a little more fun?
We could go play some catch in the backyard. It's pretty warm outside.
Yeah, I think my glove's up here somewhere.
Mine's in my room, so go get yours and I'll meet you downstairs. Okay, Squirt?
Okay. I know I left it up here after Mikey and I played. Where is it? It's gotta be somewhere. Oh, there it is! Brooke! Brooke! I found it!
Hey, Squirt?
Yeah! Where's your glove? Let's go!
I'm so sorry, Timmy, but I forgot that I was supposed to be at work an hour early today.
But we're gonna play catch!
I know. I'm really sorry.
Can't you just call your boss and tell her you'll be late?
Maybe if it was anyone but Ms. Kopeck.
What?
I just really can't be late for work, Timmy. But I still want to play. Maybe we could do it tomorrow.
You're never around anymore. It's boring here without you.
Well, we got to spend all afternoon together.
That doesn't count.
Yes, it does. Listen, I gotta go. I'll see you later, okay?
Okay. Now what am I supposed to do?
The blue whale can weigh over 100 tons as a full-grown adult.
Gretzky passes the puck down the ice to Morrison. They almost steal it away, but Morrison spins and flies past him. He's heading toward the goal now. It's 1-on-1. Morrison is against the best goalie in the league. He shoots. He scores! The crowd goes wild!
What are you doing?
Oh, hi, Justin.
I'm trying to study here, Mike.
So am I.
With a hockey stick?
Mrs. Collins wants us to do a demonstration speech.
And yours is about...
hockey. She told us we could do anything.
But don't you think it'd be easier to demonstrate a sport you actually play, like football?
Nah, I'm tired of doing the same old thing. I want to talk about something different.
Oh, boy. Well, if you're going to do a speech about it, then you better get your facts straight. You can't just wave a hockey stick around. How many sources do you need?
Sources? Right. I don't know. A couple, I guess.
Well, you should have at least 3, probably. And I think Dad's going to the library. We could just go with him and look up some information.
You're gonna help me?
Why not? Besides, I wanted to get some more books on whales anyway.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dad. Are you still going to the library tonight?
Well, right now, actually. And there's room in the car if you want to come.
Justin thinks I need some sources for my speech.
Oh, sounds like a good idea. Oh, get your shoes on. We'll head out. Well, you haven't seen your brother around, have you? I thought he might want to come, too.
Yeah, Timmy needs new books.
Well, great. We've got a guy's night out then, don't we?
Yeah, at the library. What a blast.
Well, certainly not with that attitude.
Sorry.
Okay, I'll get Timmy. You let your mom know that we're leaving.
Are you sure we can't go over to the big ice arena in Westtown instead? That'd be a real guy's night thing to do. And probably good research.
I don't think so, Mikey.
I got the original idea from an old Irish legend, and then I just adapted it. Well, that story sounds wonderful, Grace. The kids are going to love it.
Thanks. I think it's really coming along.
Hello there, Grace.
Oh, hey.
Hi. Mary, the boys and I are heading out to the library. We shouldn't be gone too long.
Okay.
You haven't seen Timmy around anywhere, have you?
He went over to Mr. Key's just a few minutes ago. Something about fishing.
Ah, one man short. Well, I guess we'll get going then. Well,
have a good time.
All right, see you later, honey. Bye, Grace. All right, guys, come on, let's go before it gets too late.
Justin and Michael at the library together. That should be quite a combination.
Hey, Mom.
Oh, hi, Timmy. What are you doing back already?
Mr. Key wasn't home.
Oh, that's right. He was going to pick up some supplies for me, Timmy.
But he already got your groceries this week.
I know, Timmy, but today's getting supplies to refinish my porch. Could really use some work.
So he probably won't want to go fishing for a while?
Well, maybe not right now, but he might need some help with the porch.
Yeah. Mom, is Mikey inside? I want to go play catch.
Michael and Justin are at the library with your dad.
They went without me?
Actually, you just missed them, hon, but you were over at Mr. Key's. I'm sure they'll bring you back some good books.
I guess. I wish Haley were here. Why does she have to be at church camp?
It's just for the weekend, Timmy.
What am I supposed to do while she's gone?
Timmy, and no whining.
Sorry.
Timmy, you know, if it's okay with your mom, you could come back to my house with me and play with Finn for a while. Well, he's been working hard for me all day long.
That could be fun.
I think that'd be just fine. Run up and change your clothes first.
Okay, be right back.
Thank you, Grace. I don't know what's gotten into him lately. It's like he needs someone to entertain him all the time.
No, I'm sure he'll be really glad when Haley gets home.
Yeah. Until she tries to dress him up like a girl again.
Oh, no.
It's a long story.
If the puck passes the blue line before any of the offensive players, wouldn't it just be easier to play hockey instead of read about it?
Yeah, but Mikey, this book covers every sport out there, and it's great stuff for your speech.
It's boring. If I read this, I'll all be asleep.
Not if you have any visual aids. Do you have any?
Well, my friend Matt has a goalie mask.
Well, that's a start.
Yeah, it's so cool. He painted it to look like this huge wolf. Its mouth is wide open, and his fangs are sticking out, and...
Excuse me, boys, but this is a library. Could you please keep it down?
Sorry. I was just telling my brother about this goalie mask my friend has with his wolf
yes,
face.
Yes, I'm sure it's all very interesting. Maybe I could help you find a book to read. Silently.
Thanks. We have some books here we can read.
Well, if you need anything, I'm right over there at that desk.
Okay, thanks for your help!
Mike, you're gonna get us kicked out. Can't you just read your book?
Sorry. Hey, what kind of game is this?
Oh, that's cricket.
Why are the baseball bats all messed up?
Because it isn't baseball, Mikey. It's a totally different sport. It's actually a very physical sport. It takes a lot of skill.
Really? Bet no one else is going to do a speech on this, huh?
You're not going to change your topic, are you?
I don't know. Cricket would be fun.
When are you supposed to give the speech?
On Monday.
You're really working ahead, eh?
It's like a whole new me.
Do you have enough time for a new topic?
Sure.
I don't know if this is such a good idea, Mikey. Maybe you should just stick with the one you have.
But this is even more different than hockey. Come on, are you going to help me find new books before we have to go or not?
All right, let's go back to the card catalog.
Look, you're home.
What a day. I never thought I was going to get out of there.
Why?
It was just really busy today, but I'll get over it.
Good, so we can play catch now.
I'm really tired. Right now, all I can think about is sitting down.
But you said we could play later.
Timmy, I said we could play tomorrow.
Fine, I guess I can wait till then.
Okay, I'm going up to my room to relax.
Now I have nothing to do.
What about that new Lego set you got? The castle looks really cool.
Boring.
You're right. It's probably much more fun to sit around and mope about it. Either way, I'm going upstairs.
No one ever wants to do anything.
Yeah, good throw, Timmy. You been practicing?
Nope.
Yeah. Must get that raw natural talent from your old dad, huh? Okay, here comes the heat, boyo. Wah!
Good throw, Dad.
Yeah, well, I did play a little baseball when I was a... Mikey, what are you wearing there, son?
You look funny.
It's a cricket uniform. Justin's friend got one from England when they were on vacation.
So, this is a visual aid for your speech.
It was, but this sweater's really itchy, and these socks, I don't know.
I think you might have the socks on wrong, Mikey. If you look at this picture here...
Forget it. I'm taking this thing off.
Why? I've almost got it figured out.
Cricket's just not my kind of sport.
I thought you liked every sport.
I do, but Justin's the only one who's ever heard of cricket.
Perfect. Then everyone will learn something from your speech.
Yeah, like what sport not to play.
Well, you do have a point, Michael. Yeah, maybe you should do something you know a little bit more about.
What about baseball?
I'm sure there are a lot of really good books on that.
Maybe, but first I'm going to change out of this uniform.
Do you have the green crayon, Timmy?
I do, but it's almost gone.
I need it for my drawing.
Can't you use a different color?
Not unless grass isn't green anymore.
It isn't in the winter.
Well, I don't play cricket in winter. See, I'm sketching a cricket field for Mikey in case he still decides
Here,
to...
Here, just take the green. I'm done coloring anyway.
Why?
It's boring. I wish Haley and Brooke were here. Then we could play a big game with everyone.
Tell you what, maybe we could go surprise Brooke for lunch.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I'll see if Mom has some stuff for sandwiches.
And we could ride our bikes over.
Okay, let's go talk to Mom.
What was Michael wearing?
You know, a cricket uniform.
Right, sounds interesting.
Do you like the sandwich, Brooke? I made it myself.
Yeah, it's great, Timmy. Especially with all this mustard on it.
Mom said you liked mustard.
Well, you did a good job.
So how are things with Miss Kopeck today?
Oh, she's being her usual self, but she keeps disappearing into her office, which is fine by me. But it's getting easier, especially when you guys come to visit me.
It's fun over here.
You could look at it that way.
Lots of good places for hide and seek.
Miss Kopeck would just love that.
She could hide and...
We'll forget to seek.
Yeah, let's play right now.
We're just kidding, Timmy. We can't play here.
Fine. Brooke, is there a bathroom here?
Yeah, near the end of the hall. It's the fourth door on the right. Do you want me to take you down there?
I'm big enough to find it myself.
Okay.
The third door on the right. Wait, no, the fourth door on the right. There's two more doors.
I don't know why it had to be her. Yes, but... Well, no. But her family is the only one that's made friends with the blind lady.
The blind lady?
I know, I'm doing my best. 1 minute. Hello? Is someone out there? No, I guess it's nothing.
I gotta tell Brooke and Justin.
What are you up to this afternoon?
Actually, Mr. Key called earlier. He asked Mikey and me to come over and help him with Grace's front porch.
What, just to fix the old steps and railing?
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. It's only about 120 square feet. At an average of sanding and painting 10 square feet per hour per person, we're only talking half a day.
Huh.
Brooke, I just heard Miss Kopeck talking on the phone.
Right, she covers the front desk while I'm on break.
But she wasn't at the front desk. She was in some room.
Well, she probably just had to get something and took the call wherever she was.
But you should have heard what she was saying.
Timmy, you shouldn't listen in on people.
But I didn't mean to. I just...
Oh, my lunch is over. I'm sorry, guys.
But Brooke!
See you at home.
Thank you.
What's going on in Coleraine today?
Okay, so I was thinking about this whole demonstration thing.
Demonstration. Yes, yes. Tell me about the speech, Michael.
Dad, have you ever heard of Australian football?
Yeah. Seems like a pretty rough sport, isn't it?
I know. They barely have any rules.
Well, do you even know what the rules are?
Well, not really. But I'm sure Justin could help me with that.
And all this time, I thought it was your assignment.
I've done some of the work.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he has looked up a lot of books for me.
Well, Justin's a good brother. But you have to do your part too, son.
I know, but I just can't decide on anything.
What, don't you give this speech on Monday?
Yeah, I guess I should pick something.
Yeah. I know you want to have just the right topic, son, but come on, this is getting out of hand.
But I'm tired of the same old sports.
Yeah, that's understandable. But it's a lot easier to demonstrate something you can actually do.
I know.
Well, come on, not everything in life is exciting, Michael. Some things you just have to get done.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, a good attitude always helps. Come on, who knows? It might even be fun.
I do know a lot about baseball.
Yeah, sure. Come on, who's your favorite player?
Oral Hershiser.
Well, there. Maybe you can talk about him in your speech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome, son.
So, Timmy, did you have fun with Brooke?
Yeah, but then we had to leave. And now I have nothing to do.
You could help me can tomatoes.
They're too gushy.
Oh, Timmy, it's like finger painting.
I just want someone to play with. I got it. Oh, hi, Mr. Key.
Hello there, Timmy.
Did you come over to take me fishing?
Actually, I came over to pick up my recruits. Justin and Michael said they'd help me with Grace's porch.
Hi, Mr. Key. I'm all set to go. Mikey's going to have to come later. He needed to get his speech finished.
That's all right. Schoolwork should always come first.
Well, I can go. How come nobody asked me?
It's going to be hard work, Timmy. We're not playing around.
Really, I want to go.
All right. I'm not one to turn down good help. Go ask your folks. Rutabaga, this thing won't start.
Here, if you just move this and press here, there, that should be.
Well, there you go. You're pretty handy there, Justin.
I like to fix things.
Justin, what do you do with this?
It's sandpaper. You sand the porch with it.
Right.
Here, you do it like this. In a circular motion. That way it's even, okay?
Yeah, okay. I don't think this is going to be very fun.
Can't say I didn't warn you.
Well, I'm going to go and sand the porch on the side of the house. You boys all set here?
I think so.
Is this right, Justin?
Yeah, that's great. Do it just like that.
This is kind of fun. I'm all done with this part. Is there something else I can work on?
Here, take this finer sandpaper and go over the same spot.
Okay.
Huh, that was easy. Do you want any help painting that, Timmy?
No, I'm almost done.
You boys are doing a great job. This would have taken me forever to do by myself.
We're glad to help.
Hey, Mikey, did you get your project done?
Yeah, it didn't take very long.
So, are you going to talk about crickets?
No, I decided on baseball. I already know a lot about it. Besides, it's a pretty cool sport.
I actually played in the minor leagues before the war.
You did?
I certainly did. I played first base. Oh, those were some great times.
Did you ever play after the war?
Mostly just for fun. I met Mrs. Key after the war, you know. I couldn't be traveling all over the country playing baseball.
So you were pretty good?
Oh,
I'm sure he was the best player in the league.
Well, I had potential. I guess if I'd stuck with it...
Well, you had more important things to do.
That's right. You can't do everything. But you can enjoy the things that you choose to do.
Mm-hmm. Dad was right. It's all in your attitude.
That's right.
So, who would like some lemonade and cookies?
Oh, I do.
Me too.
Me too.
I'm already thirsty and I just got here.
Timmy, don't you want any?
Oh, we're taking a break already?
T
Timmy, it's almost time for supper.
But I'm having too much fun to quit now.
Why do you think I do all these things for Grace?
And all this time, I thought you were just being nice.
Is there anything else you need fixed, Grace?
Oh, not today, Timmy.
He's been bored for 3 days, and all we needed to do was put him to work?
Who'd have guessed?
All right. Good work, guys. Grace's porch is looking pretty good. You know what they say, a little work each day keeps the boredom away. Or is it an apple in the doctor? Anyway, sometimes it seems like there's just nothing to do. I mean, you've read all your books, played all your games, and no one wants to entertain you. And all you can think about is yourself and how bored you are. Seems pretty selfish, doesn't it? Selfishness is something that a lot of us deal with. We, like Timmy, have a little pity party when we don't get our way. And we have the tendency to think our way is the only way. But you can never be happy or feel satisfied if you're only taking care of you. So, what is the answer? A change in focus. Jesus says in Luke 9:23 and 24, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake, he is the one who will save it." These verses may be a little hard to understand, but they say that true reward, joy, and eternal life in heaven comes from focusing on Christ and what he wants us to do, not focusing on ourselves. Helping people with the right attitude is one way that we can do what Jesus wants us to do. So when it seems like we've run out of things to do, trust me, there's always someone that could use your help. It doesn't have to be anything big either. But if we do it with the right attitude and really think about how it is pleasing Jesus by helping them, I guarantee you'll have a great time doing it. Doing what Jesus wants us to do is not easy, and we want to help you succeed. If you'd like to know more about the verse that we talked about today, or you'd like some other resources to help you change your focus to Christ and His work, please email us at gilead@cbhministries.org or write us at Gilead, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. In Canada, write us at P.O. Box 124, Maple Ridge, B.C., V2X7E9. When you write us, be sure to include the call letters of the station you listen to. Today's program, Boring, was a production of CBH Ministries and was written by Leah Peter and directed by Beth Klima. Our production engineers were Steve O'Dell and Scott Heckman. And our executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next time down Gilead Lane.